This week, we're going to hear the final series of excerpts from our Evening of Lost Works, which was part of the Complete Works of the Reduced Shakespeare Company Abridged Extravaganza in Reston, Virginia, a few weeks ago. But before I play those, I just wanted to tell you, if you've been following us on Facebook or Twitter, you won't know what I'm about to tell you because I haven't really put it out there. Some of you may know that I broke my toe in Edinburgh performing the Complete History of Comedy Abridged back in August. I didn't know I had broken it until I got home to Chicago afterwards, and they said, "Well, you broke your toe," and I went, "Okay." And they said I would have to wear a boot to protect it, except for the 5 performances I was going to do in Reston. Well, I did the 5 shows in Reston. I came home and I found that not only had I broken the toe, somehow in Reston I had now dislocated it, which means that I had to have an operation last week to get it relocated, put back in, and then a pin put in to hold it there. So I'm still in a boot, and hopefully I will be out of this boot and out and have that pin removed, and everything will be fine in the next 2 weeks before I head off to Queens and then China. So this week's podcast might be a little shorter than usual, simply because I don't really have the energy or the mind uncomplicated by drugs to put together something longer. So anyway, that's just a little bit of a podcast exclusive for you, since I haven't been putting it out on Facebook or Twitter. Enjoy that fact, and enjoy this week's podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's special live edition of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, RSE's Lost Works.
So the next we want to show you is about 6 minutes. This was our TBS television pilot in 2007, probably in 2006. The guy who used to be head of program at Showtime saw the America Show in London. Weird juxtaposition. And he contacted us and he said, "I saw the America Show. It's brilliant. You must get offers like this all the time, but you should be on TV." We said, "No, we don't." "And yes, we should." And so we spent the next year or so writing a bunch of different television ideas and pitching them to all the networks around Los Angeles. Yeah. And TBS finally said, "Yes, go ahead and make a pilot of Week Reduced."
So it was, the idea was, the Daily Show was on at the time, obviously, but it was our idea to make it more like a Sunday morning show that covered the topics of the previous week.
Sort of like John Oliver is doing
very similar
now
to John Oliver, as you'll see. Even the backdrop is a little bit the same. But our take is different than his.
Because it was 7 years ago.
Because it was 7 years ago, as you'll see. So yes. Go ahead, Garrett.
The
Week Reduced.
Southern California burning up.
Marie Osmond falling down.
Red Sox in.
Dumbledore out.
Housing prices falling.
Ellen DeGeneres bawling.
All this and less on The Week Reduced. Good evening and welcome to The Week Reduced. You give us the next 22 minutes, we'll tell you what to think.
Our top story, Southern California got its ass handed to it this week by Mother Nature. For more on this story, we go to Kelly Powers, live on the scene. Kelly, are you in any danger?
No, Erica. The fires have been out for a week now, and I'm standing in front of a picture of a fire engine. Seasons here in Southern California: mudslide, fire, earthquake, and riot. A total of 18 fires burned from San Diego to Los Angeles, forcing over 600,000 people to evacuate and destroying over 1,900 homes, 847 chickens, and 83 of the area's finest meth labs. Authorities believe that at least two of the fires were started by arsonists. Several witnesses near the origin of the Santiago fire reported seeing a white Ford pickup. Police are questioning O.J. Simpson. Simpson claims to have an airtight alibi. At the time, he was searching for his wife's killer and robbing a Las Vegas memorabilia dealer.
Kelly, if you could stand by, let's go over to Reed Martin in the reduced newsroom. Reed, tell us how the federal government responded to the crisis.
The Bush administration response in the early hours of these fires was even better than its outstanding response to Hurricane Katrina. The president quickly ordered federal personnel, equipment, and funds to the fire-ravaged area.
When Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger heard that FEMA was on its way, he immediately declared Southern California a disaster area.
Kelly Powers, back to you. Is there any good news to come out of all of this?
Yes, there is, Erica. Unlike in New Orleans, the good news is that this time, most of the victims are rich white people.
FEMA, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency, continues to require some federal assistance itself. FEMA Deputy Director Harvey E. Johnson held a press conference this week, and only one thing was missing: the press. With more on this story, we go to Mike Estime at FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Mike?
That's right, Austin. Earlier this week, FEMA held a press conference where FEMA staff members pretended to be reporters. They asked really hard-hitting questions like, how does FEMA do such a wonderful job? And does the F in FEMA stand for fantastic? And isn't it great that there are no real reporters here to ask you real tough questions? Well, this reporter is not leaving until there's a real press conference.
Mike, are you expecting a FEMA spokesman to arrive anytime soon?
Any minute, Austin.
We'll come back to Mike Estime at FEMA headquarters as the situation develops. Let's go over to Reed Martin in the reduced newsroom, who has more on the developing arson investigation. Reed?
Thanks, Austin. In a crime of this magnitude, you always have to ask who has motive and opportunity. Who had it in for Southern California? Fox News reported that Al-Qaeda may have been responsible. MoveOn.org blamed the Bush administration. President Bush blamed high taxes. And the Yankees blamed Joe Torre.
Among the thousands of brave men and women fighting California fires this week were 3,500 inmates. Commented one of the temporarily freed prisoners, fighting fires is no fun, but it beats the hell out of being sodomized in prison. Erica?
Responding to the devastation in Southern California, people from all over the world flooded the Week Reduced website, all asking the same question. What about the celebrities? Are they okay? Dana Sorman has that story. Dana?
Thanks, Erica. I'm standing in front of the Promises Treatment Center for Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation in Malibu. Which was evacuated this week as a precautionary measure. Residents of the rehab facility took the 12 steps from the Lindsay Lohan Lounge to the Rush Limbaugh reception area and slipped out through the Robert Downey Jr. vomitorium. Although the clinic was never in any real danger, its vulnerability sent shockwaves through the showbiz community. Kiefer Sutherland lost himself in a bottle of booze. Britney Spears was so distressed that she went several hours without hitting anyone with her car. And Marie Osmond fainted. With the fires now contained, Promises has reopened to welcome back America's most beloved junkies and drunks. To honor the brave firefighters, Promises plans to host a cocaine brunch. Erica?
Thanks, Dana. Sounds like one hell of a party. We'll be right back.
There you go.
Welcome back.
We were told at Christmas, just before L.A. shut down the week before Christmas, that, oh, we love this. We love this show. It's going to be on sometime in the first quarter of 2008.
Yeah, we're picking it up. They paid all the actors' options.
Yeah, they bought all of our options. It was great. And then even like on the first day back in the new year, you went, yeah, we're not going to go.
No,
with
we're
it.
Not.
So
yes.
They said, well, you guys aren't celebrities. And we went, well, we've been working with you for a year. Who got to you? How did
it became the George Lopez show. Was actually what?
Yeah,
they,
that's what. Yeah, it became
what they commissioned and ended up putting on in that.
That's right.
Show.
It was meant to be a late night show. Woo woo, George Lopez.
Get out.
Well, and then George Lopez got replaced by Conan, so it all was happily ever after. Yeah. I think we're sort of pushing time.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should cut to the chase.
Yes. Last show other than Millennium that we're not doing. In its entirety, this extravaganza is the ultimate Christmas show, Bridge. Because we've done it here the last 2 years, and it's not. How many of you saw the ultimate Christmas show here? Many of you. Okay. So we thought we might finish up with a number from that. So,
yeah, with
so
a number.
If
so
get
if we could
Michael
get
and Mick back up with their guitars, that would be awesome.
Michael and Mick, thank you, ladies and germs. Where is it? There it is. There it is. All right. So this is the. I do have the words. Thank goodness. I do have the words. This opens the second act of the ultimate Christmas show at Bridge. And he says that he got me thinking, you know, Christmas has so many wonderful things going for it, but what it doesn't have is a lot of women. You know, sure, there's the Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, and on the other end of the spectrum, there's Vixen, you know, the reindeer, on Dasher, on Dancer, even on Prancer, you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, that's pretty much it. But there is another gal associated with Christmas, a take-charge kind of lady you don't hear much about. Let's see if we can change that. It's pretty calm throughout the year up there at the North Pole. But now it's Christmas Eve and it is time to rock and roll. The elves are busy making toys. The order's pretty large. And everybody cowers from the person who's in charge. Mrs. Santa Claus, Mrs. Santa Claus. Her ladyship will crack the whip, Mrs. Santa Claus. She marches through the factory, a walking cloud of doom. Terrorizing reindeer, kicking elves across the room.
Wow!
Now everybody thinks her jolly husband is the boss. But who is always sober when Santa hits the sauce? Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
The iron hand behind the man. Mrs. Santa Claus. Her hair is shiny silver and her cheeks are cherry red. Granny glasses on her nose, a bonnet on her head. She maps out how to get around the world in just one night. Cause Santa can't find his own butt with both hands and a big flashlight. Key change. And where is Mr. Santa? Friend the kids around the world. He's trying out in rehab with a 16-year-old girl. Though he can hardly stand up and his vision is a blur. Like all good men before him, he'd be nothing without her.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. I didn't list our specific tour dates, but as always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and also check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And then send us your tour dates via email to feedback@ReducedShakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website. website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, healthy-footed Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. One of the greatest things to come out of our week-reduced pilot was the theme music that John Weber composed, which is now the opening theme music to this podcast. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Jane Harris, one of our almost 11,000 Twitter followers. No reason, it's just random. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 410 1230ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Now, I'm going to leave you now with a little ditty. Reed and I talked about the fact that doing all those shows in Reston, we began to notice all the similar comic tropes that we use from show to show. Well, our own Michael Faulkner noticed them too, and Michael recorded a little tribute to me and Reed and our ongoing comic influences. Enjoy.
And Reed, two American kids with Berkeley degrees. In between all the ovations and bows, we've noticed a few of your sacred cows. Playing Reston Center since 1989. RSC keeps coming here, throwing out some of the same old lines. Reed say, hey Austin, shove a pie in your face. You reference Star Trek and all reference baseball. Oh yeah, laughs go on, long after the logo reference is gone. Oh yeah, laughs go on, even though Richard Nixon is 40 years gone. You know, these two have really got to thinking when they find a new way to make fun of Abraham Lincoln. Or an Eagle Montoya, but they really thrive when they're keeping the Bee Gees, aha, staying alive, staying alive. Oh yeah, laughs go on. The French surrender never gets tired. Oh yeah, laughs go on. Paper will be thrown, so lose the juggling fire. Gonna grab your crotch, hear a bell, or a horn and a fart sounds, but not that smell. Hang on to bad wigs as long as you can. Poke at the Bible, but don't touch the Koran. Austin sits back, thinks that when all else fails, they could dump some water on the crowd from pails. Then he say, hey Reed, what about a rhyme with Nantucket? Reed say, no, I'd rather stick my fist up a puppet. Ah, fuck it. Oh yeah, laughs go on. Jerry Lewis is funny, so is a magic trick. Oh yeah, laughs go on. Throw in the battle hymn of the Republic.
Santa Claus. This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.